Episode 1044, The Attitude of Gratitude.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And it is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and I pray that your weekend has been awesome. I must be very honest with you. I am tired. I have been going nonstop for two full days looking for a new home. And you know what? It's exhausting. But even when you're tired and you can dig down deep, the attitude of gratitude is what really keeps you going. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. If you want to create impact, it all starts with the attitude of gratitude. This is the season of thankfulness, of gratitude. Thanksgiving is happening this week. This is your kickoff day. And I wanted to pause for just a moment long enough in our craziness, in our chaos, in our challenges to talk about where you are with you and the attitude of gratitude. Because the attitude of gratitude awakens the heart. What you didn't believe in now is possible. Sometimes we're trying to make everything right with our own control aspect. We want to turn up what we know can happen. But sometimes, you know what? We just don't get it right. And it doesn't have anything to do with our ability, our looks, our finances. It doesn't have to do anything directly related to us. But somehow, we create that within ourselves. We say, you know what? I'm going to take this on. It's going to be actually personal. It's going to define who I am. And it may define us for an hour. It may define us for 2 or 3 days or 2 or 3 decades. The attitude of gratitude, a shift I believe that we all need to make, including myself, when we're flustered and we're not getting what we're wanting, we're not getting those results. Again, does it matter what the topic is of the results that we're looking for? But what brings a shift in what we're going to accomplish, the possibilities, the opportunities, is the attitude of gratitude. When you're trying to fill a void in your life, your heart becomes hardened and scarred. You're trying to be everything you don't see. The attitude of gratitude is reflected within your heart. Maybe you're trying to lose weight, or you've been on the roller coaster of losing weight. You've lost some, you gain some back, you lose some really some more, and then now you're gaining it back, and the holidays are happening. Oh yes, from Halloween on, come on, we're putting on the holiday 15. We just pack it on. And it's not always the reason that we're not working out. It's just if we were to stop long enough and see what is changing in our lives, how we're looking at things, we can begin to understand where we're falling short. And I truly believe that we're falling short when it comes to gratitude. I was touring a house yesterday and came across this one house, and it had basically a joy jar. I loved it. And what was so cool, it had 2 Sharpies in there, so permanent ink, and it had these pebble-like stones, and on it were their actual writings of what they were, you know, joyful for, what they were happy for, all the blessings within their family, and it was put into another jar. So they had just this, the empty pebble sitting there with a few permanent marker pens and then the joy jar. I think this week, you need to change a joy jar to a gratitude jar. It needs to be your go-to jar. Go gratitude. Gratitude go. Whatever you want to name it that works for you. Decorate it. If you want to do Pinterest, go look on Pinterest. I'm sure there are thousands upon thousands of different ways you can decorate a jar, a bowl, anything that holds something. Because we need to begin to hold something within our heart, the gratitude. We don't need to harbor the hurt. We don't need to harbor the failures. We don't need to harbor the arguments. We don't need to harbor the disappointments. Because when we look in the mirror, what do you see? Is your heart beating full of joy and love and peace and kindness and compassion and gratitude? Or is it hurting because your relationship and your marriage is on rocky ground? Are you struggling because you're at a time and a season in your life where your child is testing you and it is so hard every single moment that there's a conversation between the two of you, you feel like you both are butting heads. It's a war in your own house. Maybe you're struggling with health issues. You were diagnosed with something. Maybe you're trying to find a house and what's really out there maybe isn't suiting your needs or within the budget that you want it to suit your needs. The attitude of gratitude. Psalms 118 verse 1 says this, "Give thanks to the Lord for he is good. His love endures forever." The Bible doesn't tell us to give thanks only when, you know, God is working for us. It doesn't say that. Give thanks always. God's love endures forever. Gratitude is always, never failing or wavering. The attitude of gratitude becomes the heartbeat of your promises. If you don't have gratitude, how can you take a step further and move forward in your life, in the next step? Because the problem is if you don't have gratitude, good or bad, you're grateful for the good, the bad, the ugly, you're going to be living back in that zone. You're going to be living in the hurt, living in the pain, living in the chaos. But when you're grateful, the attitude of gratitude, and you see that, okay, I know the outcome wasn't what I wanted. I know I didn't lose my 15 pounds this month. But guess what? I lost 7 and I'm now sleeping through the night. Check off win. Yeah, so you're missing 8 pounds. Guess what? 7's better than, you know, no pounds and it's a negative 15. You could be going backwards. We got to check our perspective. Gratitude gives hope when times are tough. Gratitude gives grace when mistakes appear. Gratitude gives compassion when the heart is broken. Gratitude is the lifeline to your promises. The attitude of gratitude becomes the heartbeat of them, of your promises. So on your reflection, I want you to think about this. Do you have gratitude? The gratitude to keep your promise alive. Maybe, you know, you need to be thankful for your bad hair day. Just your hair, look at it. How many times you get up during the week and you say, oh my gosh, my hair, what am I going to do with it? You look at it and you're like, oh, it's straggly. Oh, it's too curly. Oh, it's too straight. Oh, it's too whatever it is. Nothing. It could be perfection, crown on your head, and you would still have a complaint. Be grateful. What about your health? Maybe you need to be thankful for your health, even if you're overweight. You stand in your closet and you're yelling, I have nothing to wear. You're flustered. The kids say, Mom, aren't you ready to go? And you've already tried on 3 outfits. You're 10 minutes late. And you're still wondering, what the heck are you going to put on? Because no matter what you choose, it could be a $1 million outfit. You would put it on and you would tell yourself only critical things. Critical thoughts would come from your mouth. Be grateful. Give thanks, even in the times of troubled health. Maybe it's finances for you. Finances are tough, especially around the holidays. You have more expenses. You're giving. Seems like you're giving more than you're receiving. Not meaning that people aren't giving you gifts. That's not what I mean. I'm just talking about your paycheck that comes in. What you thought you had budgeted. You're like, oh my gosh, where did it go? You know, am I shortchanged somewhere? No, it just gets more challenging. There's more commitments. You're trying to do more with the same dollar that you had 3, 4, 5 months ago. But what we need to understand within our own finances is be grateful that you have the bills, even though you may be living paycheck to paycheck. If you have the bills, that means you have a roof over your head. You have food on the table. You have clothing. All of that's wonderful in living your life. It may not be where you want to be, but you can still be grateful. So I want you to do a little test on yourself, what I call the gratitude checkup. I want you to look at this and I want you to really be thoughtful in your answers. And you can chew on these for a little bit, a couple days, even if it's just today. Thinking about these few, three thoughts here. Be honest as to where your gratitude is now. Are you always complaining? Is everything that comes out of your mouth negative? I know I've been there. I've done it. I've even done it recently. And I got to tell you, it wounds your heart so fast. It exhausts you. It zaps your energy. If you're doing that, you got to make some switches. You got to change it up. You got to change the language that's coming out of your mouth. You got to change how you're looking at yourself in the mirror. You've got to change how you're feeling. Maybe you need more sleep physically so that you feel like you can accomplish more. But be honest as to where your gratitude is now. Number two, I want you to be grateful 3 times a week or 3 times a day. And I want you to name it boldly. And what I mean by that is when I say 3 times a week, for those of you who have never done a journal, you've never done like a joy jar where you've kept track of things, you've never, maybe even way back when you wanted to be in great health and you were keeping track of your exercise and your routines and what you were eating and all of that jazz, if you've never done any of that, it's going to be a little more challenging to keep track of your gratitude and what you're thankful for throughout your week. So if you're brand spanking new, it's okay. Start with 3 times a week. Maybe it's a Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Maybe it's a Monday, Thursday, Sunday. Whatever it is, work it into your schedule. Put it in your calendar and mark it. I am thankful for dot, 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 dot. And so when that comes up, you can look at it and say, okay, break time, time out. This is my time out. This is my gratitude check. And this is what the barometer's reading. And then finally, if you could post your heart, what word would you utilize? If you could post your heart, yes, your feelings, but you could take your heart out of you, what word would you use? What word, one word to describe what your heart is? If you're in a very grateful state, it's going to be a positive word that immediately comes to your mind right now. You've already thought about 4, 5, 10 different words, and you've already come up with about 20 different excuses to discount what you have already thought about. It is that much of a split millisecond that your thoughts can go rampant. It can be a good thing or a bad thing. And so, again, keeping an honest, open, real, and raw, if you could post your heart, what word would you utilize? It's a one word. If it's all great, then it's going to be a positive word. It's going to be encouraging, empowering, energizing. But if you're exhausted, if you're burning the candle at both ends, if you're trying to be and do everything for everybody and not take care of yourself, you're going to be worn out. And the word that comes to mind when you're real and honest with yourself is going to be more towards the negative side. The attitude of gratitude becomes a heartbeat of your promise. You make promises to yourself. You make promises every single day. The question is, are you keeping them? And the only way to keep them is to really bring home and implement the attitude of gratitude and make sure you know and understand that it is a part of your life. And it starts with you. Because if you don't have that, you'll be struggling. I know when I personally am worn out, and I mean, there's been lots of times, and I mean, I am thinking about major situations in my life where I was burning the candle at both ends, trying to hold it together at my house, trying to hold my marriage together, trying to pretend that everything around me was absolutely okay, but inside, my heart was torn in a million pieces. I was dying on the inside. I was hurting. I didn't let anybody in. It was my protection measure to say, you know what? I got this. You don't, but I do. But when you live a life like that, you can't. You can for a little while. Oh, yes, you can. But eventually, yeah, someone opens a curtain and finds you. Or you get sick, literally, because your body can't handle it anymore. The amount of stress that you're enduring. You just can't sit here and go on with life. And with family coming in, maybe you're going to visit your in-laws or your parents and your family. Families are tough. Having your own family, when you have your own children, and you don't even have to have children, when you just have yourself and your spouse, that is crazy complicated. Then you add in children and that doubles it, triples it, quadruples it, depending on how many children you have. And sometimes it feels like you're in a totally another country, a totally different country, speaking a totally different language, and you're trying to survive. And you have no idea, no translation, and all it is frustration. You need to get yourself, you need to have that gratitude check. Am I doing what I need to be doing? And yes, what are you telling yourself? Because it starts with you. It starts within your heart. Go get that checkup. It's time to tune up. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.